Hello, guys, and welcome back to Tia's Treasure Box. It is 2021. I hope you guys have been having a great start to your new year. New year, new goals, new you. And you know the vibes, okay? I hope y'all have great things planned. I hope you are able to achieve your goals and just keep being you and keep radiating that great ness, okay? Keep radiating the greatness and the great positive energy, okay? Because you are what you think, who you surround yourself with, all of that, all right? So I wanted to talk to y'all about a few things. So without further ado, let's just get right into it. All right, y'all, with it being the new year, I was doing a little bit of soul searching and just like self-reflecting or whatever, and it dawned on me that my current Instagram, I just don't feel as comfortable. I just don't feel like I have people that are like, the people that are following me are genuinely wanting to support me or just like not judging me with whatever I post. And I just feel like it's 2021. You shouldn't feel like that with either your Twitter, your Instagram, none of that. Like, you should feel like it's a place where you can express yourself creatively. That is so weird. You should be able to express yourself. So I decided to make a new personal Instagram account. And yeah, I really hope like I'm able to grow authentically and just being myself. And if you are looking for a sign to make a new Instagram, this is it. Okay, do it. And because I don't regret it. I mean, I haven't done like my full switch over completely yet, but it's coming soon. I just have to, I don't know. I'm waiting for the right moment. It hasn't been the right moment yet. So when it comes, you know, I'm going to just do the switch over and just start afresh, like start new and just tap into all your creative abilities this new year. Like, I want y'all to do what you really want to do, like post what you want to post. Don't feel like you have to post really cute pictures all the time. Like, literally, it's a platform to express yourself. And it's been misconstrued these past years because we have Instagram models. And Instagram has just been like a whole, like, it lost its true essence. That's why there's so many new social media platforms popping up, because the main ones we're using aren't really doing what they're supposed to be doing. Like, Snapchat, I don't use it anymore. I just use it for filters here and there. Twitter is probably the app that I would say that I'm most of the time I'm on, because people on Twitter, like, they're just real. Like, they say what they mean. They, like, they meant what they said, and that's that on that. Like, you know, and that's just the energy that we should have. Like, you say with your chest. If you feel some type of way, post it. If you, like, you know, don't even feel like, if you only get 10 likes, then you know what? That's all that matters. Because them 10 people really like that, okay? You don't want fake love, real love. Like, that's all you really need. You just need the few people that are just going to show you real love. And I would rather have 10 people that genuinely love, support my content, whatever, then have a whole thousands of people who don't even like it for real but are claiming that they do. You know, like, just marinate on that, okay? Like, if you feel kind of like how I felt, then maybe you should just delete your current and start fresh. Whoever follows your new one, they probably genuinely cared about you, want to support you, want to see you. If other people don't follow you, then that just tells you all that needs to be told, okay? So, with it being that we are in a new year, I wanted to talk to y'all about some of the goals I had for the new year. And the first one being saving money. Like, I really want to save better, because, like, yeah, I save, but I don't think I save as much as I should be saving, you know what I mean? And I just want to, like, be more, I want to hold myself more accountable to that. So basically, I am a high school student. It's my senior year, so I don't have any bills or anything. I do work, so I was thinking when I get paid, the 60% of my paycheck would go to my savings
And then the 40% I would just have to like spend for any necessities or anything I might want to spend money on. And hopefully by August, you know, hopefully I'm able to double the amount I currently have in my savings. And, you know, we'll just go from there. I've also been meditating a lot more lately. I kind of slacked off this past week and a half, but before then I was super consistent with it. I was also using this app called, I was using two, but the app that I liked more was, it was called, I'm trying to remember, guys. It started with the S. It was, dang it, y'all. I really cannot. Stoic. Yes. Stoic. That's the name of the app. So it's basically like a diary. It's not like a journal, but it is, because like when you first wake up, it asks you to like put your mood, what you want to achieve for the day, ask questions, it'll give you a quote, you know, just keep you motivated. And like throughout the day, you can check in with it. At the end of the day, you can do a reflection like to your whole day. And I just thought that like that was super dope. So if you want to download that, or you want something like that, definitely do it. There is a premium version if you want to pay for that, but I've only been using the free version and I like it. I don't really have like a reason to pay for a premium right now. So 10 out of 10, I would definitely recommend y'all go check that out. So yeah, definitely meditating more. The app that I just talked to y'all about, Stoic, S-T-O-I-C, it also has like a meditation feature, breathing, all of that. You can do it all on the app. So it's like a very much so 2-in-1, 3-in-1. Like, I love it though. Like, definitely. Back to working out. I am using the Nike Training Club. Before the pandemic with the Nike Training Club, it was like a premium version as well. But ever since the pandemic happened, and even when we do get over the pandemic, Nike has basically said that they're going to keep the app free and you can like do all the workouts on there, look at the meal plans, all of that good stuff. So what I usually look at on the Nike Training app is the yoga sessions that they have. I love it so, so, so much. Like, y'all, I feel more flexible now. I like it. Like, I feel like yoga is super calming. You're still able to burn calories from doing yoga. It's just an overall good time. Also started with Mad Fit on YouTube. I really like her workouts. I know like in the beginning of quarantine, everyone was doing Chloe Ting, but I prefer Mad Fit more because like her energy, the music choices, she's my girl. I like her dance workout, her lower body workout. If y'all do her high intensity intervals, I tell you, you will feel like you're about to die. Like, seriously, you're gonna be done over it. Okay, so but definitely check her out, y'all. I'm just trying to give y'all some little tips here and there, these apps, these people, you know, to just get your goals for 2021 started. You know what I mean? We also have I've also been walking. I said that I would try to do like 5,000 steps a day, which is like not that much, but because of school, it's harder because I am like at home doing school, like sitting. So I'm like in my chair for a majority of the day. So like after school, trying to get up and walk around or go outside and walk around becomes a little bit more hard. I'm just trying to be honest. You know, I'm not trying to sit up here and act like I'm doing it as I should be, because I'm not. But that's why I got to hold myself accountable. And the people around me also have to hold me accountable to what I said that I want to achieve in this new year. And with y'all, like, you know, don't be too harsh on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself when it comes to like trying to change your lifestyle or just trying to change little things or trying to be more active. If you miss a couple days, it's okay. I completely understand that consistency is key, but sometimes you just can't bring yourself to getting up and doing it. And that doesn't mean that you're lazy. That doesn't mean that you don't care. It just means that you just can't do it today. And that's okay. Like, if your mental is not connected with your physical, is not in one, then don't even bother. Like, just relax and just try and find something else to do. Whether that just be yoga or just stretching, just something, you know what I mean? So yeah, on a serious note, I wanted to talk about a recent situation that happened in like the news, I guess, pop culture, whatever you want to call it, with a certain Disney star and a certain nephew of a famous musician. If you know, you know. I don't want to say their names because, like, I'm not sure how to, stuff like that goes. But basically, he posted a video of them engaging in some sort of sexual encounter. And, you know, this is not the first time things like that have happened where boys feel like it's okay to post things like that, especially when that person was... It was a private, intimate moment, and you think that it's okay for you to just post that on social media for your followers to see. Like, no, like, there needs to be accountability there, and we just need to move past it. Like, stuff like that is not okay, and I don't want the young boys growing up thinking that it is. And him himself, he has a lot of problems, because not only did he post that, but he started posting nudes of himself and just a whole bunch of wild stuff. And I'm just like, yo, are you serious right now? Like, did he really just post this? Like, you gotta be kidding me. And he's not the first to try and quote unquote get revenge on someone he used to be with, so he posted something intimate about them. Like, no, it's not the first time. It's probably not going to be the last time. But I just wanted to touch on it real quick, because I'm like, it is not okay. Like, boys are really out here doing this to girls, trying to expose them, expose nudes, like, just stuff like, I'm like, this just cannot be tolerated. He needed to be held accountable. And then again, people on social media need to, when stuff does get exposed like that, spreading it around on social media is not what you should be doing at all, especially when it's to minors at that. You're spreading around a post, just creating more attention, bringing more attention to it. And it's like, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want someone to be posted or spreading around a post of you in an intimate moment. You wouldn't. So why do you feel like it's okay to do that to someone else? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it. Like, social media these days really gives y'all, some of y'all, the energy or the mindset to think that you could do stuff like that. And yeah, you might not get in trouble. You might not, none of that might happen, but it's just like common decency. And it seems like some people just don't have it nowadays. Like, the common decency to know when to not post stuff like that. But I just wanted to touch on it real quick. That's just some food for thought. And let me know what y'all think. Don't forget, you can contact me on at Tia's Treasure Box on Instagram, on Twitter. If you want to private message me on my personal account, you can reach out to me at Fatia AI on Instagram. And we could just, you know, talk and yeah. Y'all know that I love giving you guys a quote of the day just to help you in if you're having a hard week or even if you're having a good week, you know, just a little reminder. So the quote of the day is, some things are in our control and others not. Things in our control are opinion, pursuits, desire, aversion, and in a word, whatever our own actions. Things not in our control are body, property, reputation, command, and in one word, whatever are not our own actions. By Epictetus, this is like an older person, well, not an older person, but in the olden times, like where Aristotle and stuff. But I just think that's like a good reminder that some things are literally just not in your control, and that's okay. You can't control people's opinions of you. You can't control you can't control everything. And as soon as you like just start to understand that more, I feel like a lot of things will change for you when you realize, okay, you know what? This is not even my control. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm going to just move on from it. And you know, you keep it pushing, you know? That's just how I feel. That's what I think. I don't know. I think that we really should just start focusing on things that we can control, like your mental health, your physical health, what you do for the day or what you don't do for the, like stuff like that. We can control that. So, you know, I also wanted to let y'all know my favorite songs right now that I literally listen to all the time is 3. So the first two are by the same artist, Giveon, Heartbreak Anniversary and Favorite Mistake. I love these songs so, 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 so much. 10 out of 10. He did amazing. It sounds so good when you're like driving at night in your car. Yeah. And then also my good sis, Jasmine Sullivan. I like the song Pick Up Your Feelings. You just feel it. Like when you listen to it, you feel what she is saying. You might not even have went through a situation like that, but you just grasp what she was trying to convey. And I'm here for it. Okay. And while we're talking about conveying ideas, wanted to shout out this small business on Instagram. Their IG is TULI Cases, and she is based in Miami. She makes phone cases. They can be personalized if you want them to, but her phone cases are so beautiful, guys. Like, y'all go check out her Instagram. They're totally worth it, and they're affordable at that. They're really not bad for the price. They're protective. And, you know, support small businesses. Small businesses are what makes the world run. So make sure you are out and about supporting these small businesses because they really care about the quality of their products. So, yeah, go check them out. Again, their Instagram is at Tuli Cases, TULICASES on Instagram. All right, y'all, we are coming to an end with today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you have any thoughts or comments about today's episode, just let me know. Like I said, connect with me on social media because I really want to talk to y'all, okay? So connect with me on social media so we can start some conversations. Again, I really appreciate anyone who has taken their time out to listen to me today. I really hope you guys are doing well. I hope you have a great rest of the year, rest of the month, rest of the week, rest of your day, because you deserve it, okay? I'm going to try and post a podcast episode every Friday. I'm gonna try and hold myself accountable to doing so y'all please bear with me. But again, thank you. I really enjoy making podcast episodes, and I appreciate you for listening, and I will see I will be with y'all next time. Bye.